Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are looking at the first polling that is out on New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Steve Greenberg, pollster from Siena College, is joining me live. Steve, Governor Hochul's been in office 3 weeks as of today. What do voters think about her?
Well, it's good to be with you this morning, Susan. Right now, among those New Yorkers who are familiar with the new governor, Governor Hochul, 42% of voters have a favorable view of Kathy Hochul right now. 17% of New Yorkers have an unfavorable view, and the rest, 41%, two out of every five voters, either doesn't know who Kathy Hochul is or doesn't yet know enough about her to have an opinion. Not surprising. I mean, we look at the attorney general who's been elected statewide. We look at the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, who's been elected statewide now three times, been in office more than a decade, and still well over half of New Yorkers don't know who he is. So despite the fact that the governor was lieutenant governor for 6 years, most New Yorkers were not familiar with her. Well, they are becoming familiar with her. So as I say, a 42 to 17% favorability rating. Right now, 44% of voters say that Hochul is doing an excellent or good job as governor in her early weeks. 27% say she's doing a fair job. Only 10% say she's doing a poor job. And voters are very optimistic. They think Governor Hochul is going to be successful in addressing some of the key issues facing New York, the transition back to in-person school, leading New York through natural disasters, controlling the spread of COVID. On all three of those issues, about two-thirds of voters say that they think Governor Hochul will be successful in addressing those issues.
Oh, very interesting on that. I want to switch gears on this poll. You also asked about COVID with voters. In particular, you were asking about mandates for vaccines, mandates for masks, which is a hot topic, Steve. You asked about schools, gyms, restaurants, workplaces. What was the fallout? What did you get?
Well, the top line is that the overwhelming majority of New Yorkers support mandates on vaccines and masks. But let's look at it specifically. Should employers be allowed to mandate vaccines for their employees? 65 to 31% New Yorkers say yes. Should schools require vaccines for teachers and staff? By a 69 to 26% margin, voters say yes. Should businesses such as gyms and restaurants require customers to show proof of vaccination? 66 to 32% New Yorkers say yes. Then when you look at masks, the numbers are even larger. 74%, almost three quarters of New Yorkers support government requiring masks in indoor venues. And the biggest number of all, by a 78 to 18% margin, New Yorkers support school district requiring masks on teachers, staff, and students in schools. 78 to 18%. If we look at it by a partisan basis, 89% of Democrats, 76% of independents, and 57% of Republicans support masks in schools. If we look at it regionally, 88% of those in New York City, 72% in the downstate suburbs, and 72% of voters upstate support masks, mandatory masks in schools.
Wow. All right. And who did you poll? And when did you poll?
Well, sure. We polled 700 New Yorkers, New York registered voters, between September 7th and September 12th.
All right. And it's skewed, right, where you have to poll more Democrats than Republicans?
Well, that's not skewed. We call a representative sample of New York's 12 million registered voters. Of those registered voters, in New York State, 50% are Democrats, 22% are Republicans, and 23% are either independent or members of a minor party. Our sample of 700 registered New York voters looks like the 12 million registered voters in terms of geography, partisanship, age, gender, et cetera.
Steve, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. And anyone can read more about this new Siena poll on COVID and on Governor Hochul at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.